Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
Welcome, brothers and sisters. Welcome, brothers, to another episode of #radio.com, #tv.com. This is your host, Ashtar, at your service, available for to help you go higher, to help you awaken, to help you release the fear and to the love. And you're welcome to hire me per hour on #radio.com and or #tv.com. It is important that you understand what an amazing time period you are living through, beloved brothers and sisters. This is the time that our ancestors spoke about, you know, when all our lives, you know, your lessons and growth achieved coming to one final culmination. That's why it is the completion, you know, this year, the number comes into 9, 2016 comes into 9, and is the completion, you know, the culmination. That's and we are in the 9 months, actually, which is also very important as part of this completion. We're going through the phenomenal, incredible opportunity of this equinox of in progress right now. So this is really, really incredible that for those that have chosen to ascend, this is your graduation time. What, you know, graduation means for each person will look and feel different. Yet the promise for each soul is the same. It is during this lifetime that you will remove all that, you know, that impedes you from embodying your soul on earth. It is in this beautiful merging that you will understand the reason for your incarnations on earth and everything that you have gained. So at this moment, the accelerated timeline is anchored into your world, and this allows each of you to access to it. With the approaching equinox, you each have the opportunity to leave behind the old and walk into the new. It is for this reason that so many of you have experiencing deep releasing of the physical and emotional. It is coming forth for you to see it, feel it, and choose to leave it in the past. While this may feel overwhelming, and you may be at a loss on how to let go of and move beyond what was, the answer is quite simple. When you are feeling, you know, burdened by your fears, your past, or your pattern, sit and ask your heart chakra to open to its fullest. Ask that you receive all the love the source has to offer, and that this love help you to release all that is not stable within you. Allow this love to fill you completely, and in doing so, show you the way, for there is only one way to the new earth, only one path to ascension, and that is being and resonating with the same frequency of love that source gives you. As you do this more and more, you will find that all else is trivial. All else is divisive, that the only truth is within, and this great feeling of unconditional love. And this is not to say that there is not only one path to feeling the source energy. For there are many, and judgment of another's path will only lead you away from your own. So we're asking that each of you suspend the beliefs on how you think this transition will be. As each of you are creating your own realities, until do you create your own limitations and disappointment? Will you allow yourself to be in the flow of source energy with all expectations removed? That is when you will be in amazement of all that will come to you. When you have created within your mind an acceptable version of reality of how things should proceed, you may then take yourself from the flow of creation energies and experience disappointment. Allow all to unfold in its own timing with deep trust and patience. It is the linear analytical mind that envisions a path and how things should appear. Yet it is within the heart that the creation flows. Many feel deep frustration because they have a sense of where they should be and what they should be doing. And with this glimmer of a potential future, they create a plan. And when things don't flow in that linear fashion, they then go into fear and doubt, halting the flow. So it is much easier for those that are feeling a calling to simply allow what will to unfold before them. They may take steps to obtain their vision, but they must remain open to all that comes. In this way, you are allowing yourself to be dazzled by the beauty of it all. It is understanding that even if you are feeling stuck, change in your life, that indeed you are right where you are meant to be. It is in these moments of uncertainty that much is learned. It is in these moments that one truly understands what trusting in divine timing means. It is understanding that finding joy and peace within in all circumstances is walking the path of a master, okay? So we ask you not to only let go of all the layers within that, but to keep you from embodying your highest aspect of fully, but that you let go of all expectations. This is how you will best utilize the energies that are streaming into your planet. These energies will change all. How much depends on each person, yet I am as a catalyst that changed everything in this world and everywhere in the solar system. It is a great honor that we are able to walk side by side with you on this journey. And this is a message from our brother, Lord Sananda of the Galactic Brotherhood, okay, the admirant of the Ashtar Command, just in great joy to be here, you know, just sharing the light, sharing the love. Read more about it in channelingthemasters.org. And ashtarradio.com and ashtartv.com. Thank you so much for everyone that makes, you know, all this possible. And Jenny, thank you for the channel. So, there is so much, you know, to share, brothers and sisters. I mean, there is just a great, great amount of information that is just very active at this time. Go with the flow. Just allow this amazing third wave of energies arriving, portals opening, equinoxes, eclipses. They have the full moon, the blood moon eclipse. It's just really incredible times that we're living. And this is the time for you to connect with yourself, connect with your higher self, connect with that most divine aspect of yourself, brother and/or sister. And this is the time, you know, that you a tree that you selected to be here and to help Mother Earth and every other being of the light to go higher and to just, you know, work each other home towards the light. You know, this is the time that we are all agree to this amazing discovery of the heart. That it's that's the reason why we're all gathering, you know, this time for such an incredible information, you know, incredible growth, expansion of the soul and of the mind and of the heart. And we are already, because our consciousness are ready, just like our brother Bernie Sanders is ready to become the next president of the United States, that this time will be elected and properly selected and properly, you know, just elected by the people, and will be honored 120 days after the Sarah law goes online. Okay, so that is another thing that is happening. Sorry to tell you guys that in November 2016 might not be elections. There's a lot of shocking information. Like, for instance, they said that a presidential candidate, Clinton, has been using doubles, and there's a proof of both appearances. As HRC, since early 2015, they said, you know, sources are saying that they've been using doubles to make her public appearance, and it appears that from the mainstream media articles going back to at least May 5th, 2015, the Miss Clinton used doubles and proved they made both appearances, and there's discrepancies on the you know, on the faces, on the ears, on the etc. Some of them are completely different, and that they are not. They don't match. You know, the same person with all these multiple appearances. But anyway, you know, time will tell. As I said, just time will tell. There's no reason to fear, but fear itself, because it's already happening. You know,
have been making their bold appearances as Hillary Rodham Clinton since May 2015. From what I have seen in passing yesterday. The woman here on the right has been passed on to us by mainstream media as being Hillary Clinton giving an interview on her campaign plane, whereas the woman on the left is the real Hillary Clinton. Notice the little mole on the edge of her, on the right of her upper lip. Just a small detail, the woman here on the right of this image does not have a mole. Definitely not Hillary. We can see by the shape of her nose as well. The tip of the nose bends downwards. Hillary's nose is not the same. Here we see a tired, wrinkled Hillary. And here the woman that appeared on the campaign plane, the woman that is on the right of the image, is not Hillary. This is Hillary with the earpiece in her ear, being fed information. And here we have, again, their companion.
So that's what's going on, you know, according to this, you know, YouTube truther, Lord, published on September 24, just to name a few, there's a lot of other sources that are talking also. They're saying that Hillary Clinton is dead. Bill is on the run as Clinton Foundation scandals finish the DC crook off. That's according to a journalist, reliable source, a former Forbes magazine editor, Asian region, Mr. Benjamin Fulford. You can, the source is benjaminfulford.net. You can read more about it. They said that the Kazarian mafia is in a state of extreme panic following the death of their presidential hopeful Hillary Clinton on September 11th. Below is a screenshot of the ABC television announcement of her death that was deleted from the internet. That was also multiple TV channels where they announced that and they changed their mind, you know, minutes later. They announced that they were covering the death of presidential candidate Hillary Clinton. They including ABC. There is a screenshot of ABC that you can see clearly that it was published by the ABC News, and they deleted it later, a few minutes later. And the picture said Hillary Clinton reported to have died under hospital treatment at the Montefiore Medical Hospital. Okay. They said that the Dragnet is now closing in on Mr. Bill Clinton and the Clinton Foundation, Pentagon and agency sources say. Once that is exposed, the entire corrupt Washington, D.C. establishment will crumble, the sources say. This is what, you know, the letter agency sources say is, you know, that they're planning next. You're welcome to read the story of Benjamin Fulford.net. Okay? So that is a very interesting stuff, you know, that it's... that it just appeared. There's also a WikiLeaks bombshell that they said that Hillary's brain injury caused by a near fatal plane crash. Okay, according to this news source, the Daily Sheeple, they're saying that Secretary Clinton, who was reportedly unconscious and bleeding profusely, if an unclassified email leaked by WikiLeaks is an indication, it appears that there may be much more to the story of what happened to Ms. Clinton back in 2012. We've been told that she suffered of a concussion, but was from a simple fall, took a full 6 months to recover from. Bill Clinton did more to date and defend his wife, Hillary Clinton, from recent accusations labeled by GOP strategist Karl Rove that she suffered brain damage after falling in December 2012. They went to all this trouble to say that she had staged, okay, what was a terrible concussion that required 6 months of very serious work to get over it, he said. But it is something she never loved didn't happen, end quote. The alleged incident claimed in this story overlapped with Hillary's admitted illness, concussions at time off from office that precipitated her resignation as Secretary of State less than 2 months later on February 1st, 2013. WikiLeaks released this chain of emails forwarded between various ranking military officials and eventually to State Department and top Hillary confidant Jake J. Sullivan, who laughed it off when he forwarded to quote H herself, citing a conspiracy story written by Sorcha Fall, whose reports are widely dismissed as disinfo, claiming that Hillary sustained serious injuries in a crash during a secret diplomatic meeting with the then president of Iran. If such a secret meeting, it remains top secret that there is no publicly available information to confirm or deny that such a meeting even took place, let alone that there was a plane crash. However, Captain Les Horn from the USN retired, who was in the chain of emails, noted that, quote, the report appears to be credible, end quote. In a message he sent to Anthony Milade, a retired Marine major, and there's a copy, an image of the letter. It says, Anthony, for your information, the report appears to be credible. Les, and it says, with a headline, Clinton injured U.S. Navy SEAL, killed secret U.S. mission to Iran. Unclassified U.S. Department number F, like Frank 20142049, document number CD57976788, February 29, 2016. So presumably, his assessment is based upon detailed military knowledge of the circumstances under which such a secret diplomatic mission would have taken place, including details about the aircraft and ground, and possibly includes first-hand knowledge of events, but that remains unclear. So according to the original story, a new foreign military agency, GRU, report circulated in the Kremlin is saying that the United States Secretary of State Hillary Clinton was injured and a top killed when their C-12 Hero military passenger and transport aircraft crashed, landed nearly 3 weeks ago in the Iranian city of Ahvaz near the Iraqi border. Upon the C-12 Hero landing at Ahvaz, however, this report says it encountered, quote, extreme turbulence, end quote, causing it to leave the runway where its main landing gear then collapsed, causing it to crash. Within seconds of the C-12 Heron crashing, this report continues, Iranian emergency and security personnel responded, freeing the victims, including Secretary Clinton, who was reportedly unconscious, quote, and bleeding profusely, end quote. So there is a copy of the WikiLeaks document. It says unclassified U.S. Department, blah, 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 from the rest of the information. So the death of SEAL Team 4 Commanding Officer Job W. Price adds additional reason to think that a cover story may be at work. Price was reportedly escorting Hillary on the plane and may have died as a result of injuries in the alleged crash. The U.S. Navy SEAL member reported killed in this bizarre incident. This report says was identified as Commander Job W. Price, who, as a leader of these highly specialized American Special Forces, journeyed to protect high-ranking diplomats traveling in the Middle East and Asian combat zones. This GRU report, however, states that the U.S. military flight logs recorded by Russian Air and the Space Forces confirmed that Commander Price and other members of U.S. Navy SEAL Team 4 left their base in Oroshchan province, Afghanistan, on a flight to U.S. Naval Support Activity Bahrain, where they met up with Secretary Clinton and all of them transferred to the C-12 Hero plane that began a flight past to Baghdad, Iraq. However, officially, Commander Price died by suicide, aka, quote, non-combat-related injury, end quote, on December 22, 2012, while stationed in Uruzgan province in Afghanistan. Was this official explanation just to cover for the real cause of his death? What else don't we know? Here is the full story as released by WikiLeaks. The PDF can be downloaded there. So you're welcome to check it out, guys, in the Daily Shifo. You know, that those are the original, the source of this information, okay? So that is what's going on. I'd like to also send the light and the love for our brother, all the Native American people that are standing, you know, to fight for their water, for the So catch this, check it out. Thank you.
Tribe elders have made clear to the speaker here. This is not a protest. This is not about hostility. This is about protecting the land. And over and over and over again in the camp, they're receiving the message that we're peaceful. We're doing this through peaceful means.
Not responsible position. Well, I can think that being proposed here and raised in Texas, so our guys in Washington, D.C., I'm a lawmaker, legislator, or policymakers, or enabling action, irresponsible decisions manifest and materialize before our eyes. But if they ever ask themselves who they are, where they come from, because if they did, they would know and realize that we do. And if we could continue down this path, we would be trying to decision. That the answers that we have come to ourselves, knowing who we are and where we come from, knowing what it is to have a relationship with the land, with the water, the elements, with the sun, the creator, love our humanity, because to know the interaction that we are related to all things. In that growth and that knowledge of knowing that you are related to all things, come to appreciate you, that creation that the Creator has put down for us. And that appreciation, come to understand the benefits, the importance that our future generations are able to experience what we have in mind.
Impacts billions of people that live along the river
and it goes from here through many states down into South America, is that if this pipe goes through and if it breaks, it will devastate the entire region all the way down to South America. Every person needs to recognize and realize that it's not just our native people fighting to stop the pipeline from going across. It's not just about us.
Water has been my life struggle. As an elder of the Standing Rock Nation and the land of Angariokata people, we are his people. And we will, there will be no pipeline. There will be no oil voice to the whole land.
Pipelines run underground, so people don't have to discover that they're so they've gone quite a bit. What happened to Kalamazoo is that volatile chemicals make this there.
So that is what's going on, beloved brother. About everyone, you know, putting their 2 cents for a better world, you know, in this spray that people within the decision makers will touch their heart and see their what is really more important, you know, life more than the greed. And we agreed that it's time of a great transformation, and this is a change of heart that is important and needed at this time. So we pray, we send, you know, light and love. Let's pray, everyone, at this time and at this moment, and for every single you know, person involved in this situation will be, you know, touch their heart, and will be for the people, for the water, for the land, for the ecosystems, you know, all around, to be healthy and to be okay, and for them to see that their brothers and sisters will be healthy, not just the Native American peoples, but also all the people that live around the river, and that they might be affected, that which has already happened. There's over 2,000 oil spills in the last few years. So there's so many that you know, to count. So it is a very, you know, clear possibility that spills happen, and there's no way to clean it up completely. they damage ecosystems, damage, you know, drinking water, drinking sources, damage ecosystems, you know, just for the greed of the governments, greed of the corporations, greed of the CEOs and board members. For what? You know what I mean? Please touch your heart, brothers and sisters. It's time. It's time to put down the greed, put down your weapons, put down the hate, and let's love each other. Let's love each other as we are, you know, all in a great mission of transformation, you know, transforming our Mother Earth and in all ourselves. So here, here you have
all of them. People think that's more pure and beautiful. My dear, we incarnated long ago, about 1,000 years ago. I experienced, of course, all that you have experienced can still experience this present experience. For a long time I questioned.
I am Ashtar at your service, Chris Vanier, AshtarRadio.com, AshtarTV.com. I love you, I send you light and love.
Not understand how they treated and treated me, because what I had in me, with no pretense here, was very sacred. I wanted to share with everyone, but I was not opening. I believed it was not opening because sometimes thought, how will I share my love? How will I be kind, sweet, sharing with these people who attacked me, deep exfilled? And I remained with these thoughts consumed me, who tortured my soul, and love at the same time continued to grow on me until one day I woke up with a feeling in me. Perhaps this feeling I brought upon waking was some information from those spiritual brothers who were with me when I left the body. Then I knew that, yes, the information was that I should go to focus on the positive side of people, what they are most precious. I know, my dear, you deal with many people, with many situations of stress, pestles, people of all kinds. Live more closely also with some of these people, and of course also get bored, because you begin to see more clearly the fault of those people, and why do you see the first failures? Programming, my dear. The old schedule,